Now, here to join me on the show is Lindsay Horvath to talk about a really incredible event called 1 Billion Rising. Lindsay, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me about 1 Billion Rising. What exactly is that?
1 Billion Rising is a global campaign that was started by the V-Day movement, which is a global movement to end violence against women and girls. Mm-hmm. And it's based on the concept that one in three women in her lifetime globally will experience some form of violence. That's what UN statistics tell us. Mm-hmm. And so we as an organization decided that in order to combat that number, we needed a billion people to collectively rise in a commitment to ending that violence. And so that's what we did on February 14th.
So tell me more about February 14th. That was this big nationwide, global movement. What were some of the goals you were trying to accomplish with that, and did you accomplish them?
Well, our primary goal was to take this conversation about violence against women from the sidelines to the mainstream. And we definitely have done that. And unfortunately, we are now seeing headline after headline about the different experiences of women all throughout the world. Yeah. And I think that was definitely part of our goal, because we need to raise our collective consciousness about the issues in every country. And in fact, we were on the ground in over 200 countries. So these conversations are happening everywhere. And I think what we started to realize is, you know, we sometimes think that some of the developing nations are behind, you know, some of the more modernized ones, and then you see a case like Steubenville and you realize this issue is in everyone's home, in everyone's neighborhood, and with one in three women experiencing it, it touches your life in ways sometimes you don't even know.
It's horrifying. Those numbers
are
horrifying.
Absolutely.
So there's been a lot of conversation about quote-unquote rape culture.
Right.
What does that mean? And Steubenville is a big part of that conversation. What does that mean to society at large?
Well, I think what we're talking about now is how our culture enforces the idea of rape and supports the idea of rape. And I think the Steubenville case really helped to illustrate, you know, in a community where that rose up in support of now convicted rapists, to defend their reputation and to say, you know, these are great stars in our community, that the fame and the, you know, the sports and all of the things that protect the identity of perpetrators, those things that we are in essence part of our culture, those are also part of a rape culture. And it's, you know, it's a strong term. I know a lot of people get turned off by it, but it's an accurate term. And
yeah.
I think people, you know, it makes people uncomfortable because who wants to talk about rape? But I do think that that's exactly why this movement is happening, because we need to help people understand that this is happening and how it's wrong. I think, you know, part of the conversation with Steubenville was, you know, this is happening. This isn't something that's an isolated case. These photos were texted amongst several teenagers.
Yeah.
And this issue could have been stopped along that process. So, you know, it's just part of a new technology culture. And so, you know, we're starting to see violence against women in different forms in the 21st century.
And more of it. We're seeing more of it on a different plane because of those kinds of things. What do you think about the young men nowadays and their accountability for their actions? Is that part of this whole issue we're talking about right now?
Well, I hesitate going strictly after men, although the majority of violence that happens, and especially sexual assault cases, is male-on-female violence. But right here in Santa Monica, there's an organization called Sojourn, which works on issues of domestic violence, and they were part of 1 Billion Rising with us. And actually, they led a male-specific component where they brought men into the conversation to talk about the role that they play in ending violence against women. And I think that's really what's going to change the conversation. For too long, this has been a women's issue. This mm-hmm. has been, you know, sort of a special interest issue. And rather than being seen as a public safety or a national security or, quite frankly, an economic issue.
A human issue.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Hillary Clinton said, you know, women's rights are human rights and human rights are women's rights. And so I think that's really where we're going with the conversation. How do we change it? We need to have new people part of it. And the people who are the victims are often the ones who are carrying the burden of trying to change the conversation, and yet it's really the perpetrators that play the biggest role in stopping it.
Right. And when you've been having any of these conversations with men about rape culture, has there been any new information that's come out or any new perspective from that conversation?
Well, I think really the most interesting thing is that even the men who get it are afraid to talk about it, because it's kind of a hard thing to talk about.
Right.
And I think, we see it We see it with people who really don't get it, like the Todd Akins of the world, who will say, you know, there's such a thing as legitimate rape. But for the men who do get it, they see that sort of backlash, and they really, I don't think that they have found a safe place to have those conversations. And so what I think there's also an unfortunate absence of men who are willing to talk about these issues to be a role model. And Dr. Dennis Mukwege, who is a doctor based in the Congo, is, you know, one of our V-men. He's a true hero. And there was an assassination, you know, on him, attempted. And you know, we see how powerful men's voices can be in changing this, in changing this conversation. And with that example, so I think, you know, for men who are really looking to be heroes, you know, they have a great opportunity in trying to help work with us to solve this problem.
So in closing here, how do we take the message of 1 Billion Rising home to our families, to our children, to our society?
Well, I think we need to continue the conversation, helping people understand that if you have survived sexual or domestic violence, if this is something that has happened to you, that there is a safe space to talk about it, that in order to solve this problem, we need to report it, and we need to tell those stories, and that even if you don't go to the police or you don't want to go through the court system because you don't trust it, you know, that finding that safe community is really important, because with 1 in 3 women experiencing violence, there's someone just like you out there, and you may help them tell their story and work through it by telling yours. And, you know, I think the most important thing for anyone who has experienced this is to know that we believe them, we trust them, and we're here to help.